Good afternoon. It is 1:30 p.m., November 26, 2018. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I call this special meeting of the Commission to order. I'm joined by Commissioners Brian Krashus and Julie Fedorchak, so we have a quorum. The only item on our agenda for the special meeting is case number PU-18-277, the Highland Partners Holdings Group, LLC, Roosevelt Gas Plant Expansion Project in McKenzie County. It's a siting application case. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Krashus, do you?
I do not.
I'll turn it over to you then, Commissioner Fedorchak, for any opening comments you might have, or to just proceed with the motion.
Okay. I don't have any opening comments, so we'll just move ahead with the one item on the agenda. I move the Commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Highland Partners Holdings, LLC, Roosevelt Gas Plant Expansion Project, McKenzie Siting Application Case Number PU-18-277.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. This is a project to expand an existing gas plant that was built that was constructed without the need for a siting permit. Now it's being expanded beyond the threshold for siting, so they came back and sought the permit. They applied with the commission in July, and the staff had a couple back and forth with the company asking for a little bit of additional information. And in August, end of August, the commission deemed the application complete. And we scheduled a hearing for September 27th at Teddy Residential Suites in Watford City. We held that hearing and had a good discussion with the company and a number of participants from the area. So a couple key things. The proposed Roosevelt plant activities will consist of an addition of one cryogenic turbo expander unit with a capacity to process 150 million standard cubic feet of natural gas per day to produce natural gas liquids and residue gas, bringing the total net capacity of the facility to 200 million cubic feet per day. Highland owns a 38-acre parcel located approximately 7.5 miles south of Watford City in McKenzie County. And the Roosevelt plant, including the existing facility and all associated facilities, will occupy approximately 30 acres of the 38-acre parcel. NGLs and residue gas will be transported from the Roosevelt plant through existing pipeline systems. And Highland has intended to get the plant in service by November 1st of 2019. So they're eager to get this expansion going and up and running. The estimated cost of the Roosevelt plant is $150 million. In preparing their application, they conducted environmental analysis for the 30-acre parcel and approximately a one-mile buffer area around the perimeter of the parcel. They also conducted a Class 1 literature research search and identified any previously recorded cultural resources within the study area. They performed field surveys in the area and with the pedestrian field surveys, and they consulted with a number of different agencies, including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, North Dakota Game and Fish, Parks and Rec, Department of Trust Lands, the State Historic Preservation Office, the Water Commission, McKenzie County Weed Board, and McKenzie County Water Resource and Western Area Water Supply. So Highland evaluated the study area regarding exclusion avoidance areas and our various selection and policy criteria. With the exception of prime and unique farmland, there was no recorded exclusion areas within the survey area. Actually, there's no prime unique farmland in the area either. The Class 3 Cultural Resource Survey did not identify any new or previously recorded cultural resources in the survey area, and the State Historic Preservation Office has provided a recommendation of no significant sites affected. The Highlands Field Surveys did not record any avoidance areas within the survey area, and adverse impacts to wetlands are not anticipated. Two nearby landowners, Denton Zupke and Keith Helmuth, testified at the hearing. The landowners' concerns involved a number of different issues that do not fall within the commission's jurisdiction, but they did raise some that do fall within our jurisdiction, and that included noise and lighting concerns about the flare, particularly at night if the project is approved, and construction and operational noise concerns. These concerns are relevant to the siting criteria, including but not limited to the impact on family farms and ranches or rural residences and businesses, and the impact upon light and noise sensitive land uses. So in order to ensure that any significant adverse effects from the location, construction, and operation of the project will be at an acceptable minimum, which is the requirement of the Siting Act, or that any effects will be managed and maintained at an acceptable minimum, the Commission finds that Highlands shall take all reasonable measures to minimize noise and lighting concerns during construction and operation of the project. And these measures include providing contact information to Zupke, Helmuth, and any landowners adjacent to the project so that they can be kept in touch with Highland or have a place to call if they have concerns. They'll take all reasonable measures to mitigate the direction of lighting in order to minimize any effects on adjacent lands while allowing for safe construction. And during operation of the project, Highland will take all reasonable measures to ensure lighting, including the flare, will be managed and maintained at acceptable minimum so as not to create adverse effects on the adjacent land uses. And Highland will ensure construction activities and operation of the project will be at a reasonable noise level, including taking all reasonable measures to mitigate noise impacts on adjacent landowners. Highland must manage and maintain the project so that any significant adverse effects resulting from the location, construction, and operation of the facility will be at an acceptable minimum. Highland has committed to maximizing the benefits of implementing the policies and practices applicable to the proposed energy conversion facility. They've agreed to the tree and shrub specifications. They've agreed to comply with all the measures that the Department of Health has required and the McKenzie County Weed Office. They've received a conditional use permit from McKenzie County for the existing Roosevelt plant, and they will be updating that to account for the Roosevelt plant. They've testified that it expects to keep noise levels under 50 decibels to the nearest noise receptor. They will continue to coordinate with the local authorities and emergency managers regarding emergency response measures. They will be submitting a blast radius report for the existing Roosevelt plan once the plans and construction are to the point where they can develop that blast radius report when the engineering is finalized. At the hearing, concerns were raised about grass fires caused by gas flaring. Highland submitted information indicating the Roosevelt plant, including the installation of a flare system, which has a component that is known as a flare knockout. The purpose of this component is to prevent liquids from traveling to the flare tip, and the design and size of which is defined by and will be executed according to calculations and guidance by the API. Highland will utilize the North Dakota One Call system during construction. It does not expect any adverse impact to the surface drainage. And so in a nutshell, we had a pretty productive hearing with the company. It was plugging along pretty, without any significant issues until the neighboring landowners spoke up about their concerns and related that they hadn't had as much communication with the company or any communication from the company. And so that sort of initiated some of the additional measures that you've heard in the order and some of the ongoing conversation the Highland agree to and recognize or acknowledge that that wasn't the way they intended to do business, and pledged to reach out to and communicate with those landowners. We checked up with them. They have been in contact with the company, and accordingly, there are some contingencies included in here to ensure that the company stays in good contact with them, and they have agreed to the measures of mitigating the noise and sound, noise and light impacts to those neighboring landowners. So I think with those things in place, I think I'm prepared to support this order. It's, again, another important project to reduce flaring in the Bakken, to help accommodate the massive amount of gas that's being produced along with the crude oil in the Bakken. And so it's an important new piece of infrastructure. We recognize that. And I think the commission has worked hard to balance the needs for a speedy response to this kind of a request, while also recognizing some of the concerns that the local folks have had on this project, and making sure that the appropriate time is taken to keep the people that are going to be living and working along with these facilities well-informed and as comfortable as possible with the plans for this project. So I think that, you know, we've made some good progress in the last couple of months on this project, and I think I'm prepared to support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I think it's worth noting that this, of course, is another natural gas processing plant expansion. It's one of six, with five of those being in McKenzie County, which is no surprise. McKenzie County is prolific in terms of crude oil production and also natural gas production, associated gas that is coming off of the wellhead as well. And it also represents some of the lowest break-even points in the Bakken. So it's no surprise. It's also in approximation to the northern border pipeline in terms of providing an off-ramp or an on-ramp, I should say, for product produced at the plant. And these projects represent 965 million cubic feet of additional processing capacity, a $1.3 billion investment that's occurring in the state of North Dakota. But despite that, it won't fully satisfy the capture rate requirements. In September, natural gas capture rate was at 82%, so 18% was flared off, and the wells are simply producing more natural gas than was anticipated in the early stages of the Bakken being developed for crude oil production. So it's incredibly important, but with all of that said, and as Commissioner Fedorchak mentioned, there is a lot of activity taking place. That activity used to occur in other parts of the country, but now it's in our backyard as well. And there's a demand for crude oil production and also natural gas. So while we're fortunate to live in a state with tremendous natural resources, crude oil and natural gas, landowners cannot be overlooked in the process either. So that's one of the topics that we talked about, and landowners, the two names mentioned, came forth at the hearing. But we can't sacrifice the rural population at the expense of gas and oil production in the Bakken, and that's very important. And I'm comfortable at this point that the company has taken the proper steps, and I'm also ready to support the motion as well.
Not much more left to be said, but I will point out a couple things. I've used the term that you use, Commissioner Fedorchak, about expanding the existing gas plant a couple times, and it was only in kind of preparing for the recent work session on this case that I got to thinking, in a way, that's almost deceiving to people. It's not untrue, because it is an expansion. It's on the existing property and everything like that. But to me, it almost implies that it's on the order of when we've seen pipelines maybe add some additional pumps or put in larger pumps. And now by just a little mechanical fix, now their capacity is expanded. This is, while it's on the same property and the same ownership, this is a whole separate train. There's a 50 million cubic feet per day train that's existing. This is the additional 150, and this isn't replacing the 50. This is an addition to it. So it is significant, and so while it is kind of an expansion, I just wanted to point that out. $150 million investment, again, coming into North Dakota. Certainly a job creator. Certainly a tax revenue increase for out in those areas where they need it in order to keep up with the local costs of dealing with the oil and gas industry out there. The complaint that maybe was hardest to resolve in my own mind had to do with the light and noise issues. This one would be operated somewhat differently than the existing one, so I'm thinking that the noise is almost the secondary of those two, but the light really did seem like an issue to me. But I also know that light technology has changed a lot since the first plant was built. And with this order, the way they're required to use the best available technology and best practices, I think can, in fact, alleviate those kinds of problems on this case, because I know you can just drive around in a city and look at the new lights compared to the old ones, and I'm not talking about 50-year-old, but just in the last few years, they're aimed better and that sort of thing. Don't shine all over, but shine directly where they're aimed, and so I'm confident that in this case, the company's going to be able to make this work without having strong adverse impacts to the neighbors.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. Anything else to
anything
add?
For me?
No. Okay. With that, this special meeting of the Public Service Commission is adjourned. But we will take some questions from the press if you have any.
Do you know exactly when they're going to break ground or start construction?
I would assume, and the company's here, so you can ask them directly, but I would assume that they will do so as soon as possible. There's some equipment they wanted to, some existing tanks or something that they had wanted to start working on right away, so I would expect to hear tomorrow they'll get started on that sort of thing.
I believe they're looking to complete construction by the fall of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Which means they're going to have to hit that deadline. As Julie mentions, they're going to be moving pretty quickly.
How close are these landowners to the plant, and how will you follow through to make sure that the company is minimizing the light and noise impact on those landowners?
Well, we rely on the landowners to, they know who's, that we're in charge and that we are available if they have complaints. They also have the company to reach out to, you know, good contacts. That's part of the order. So I think that typically we hear back from folks when they aren't satisfied, and I don't expect that this would be any different. The map, let's see. I've got it in my notes how far he is.
I believe it's about just under a half mile.
The one says Helmuth was about 3/4 mile, according to my notes. And I don't have it listed, but I have maps of the late file exhibit 9 shows where the landowners are, if you wanted to take a peek yourself online.
It's about a half mile, though, and our staff could certainly answer that.
Yeah.
For you. But that's what I have in my notes, too, is about a half mile.
And I don't know if I just want to clarify this. The concerns about light were about the artificial light that they're using, or is it about the flaring?
It was both. The direction of the light, the lights that they bring on site to use during construction, the landowner felt that, it, you know, with a few adjustments, it would have been a lot less impactful to him. So the request is to direct them in a different direction rather than right on their site. And then the landowner also complained about the size of the flare being pretty extreme at times and causing a lot of light. So it was both issues.
In terms of flaring, then, is there something they're going to be doing about that, about the size of the flare?
I don't know that there was any specific measures on, you know, or technology that was going to be implemented, but our order says that they will take all reasonable measures to ensure that construction lighting will not be directed toward adjacent occupied structures, and then during operation, Highland will take all reasonable measures to ensure lighting, including the flare, will be managed and maintained to acceptable minimum so as not to create adverse effects on adjacent landowners. So there's, you know, a fair amount of judgment that is included in both that for the landowner and the company. And I expect that if that company errs and judges too extreme or isn't in close contact with the landowner, say, hey, we expect that we're going to have to flare a little bit more, or, you know, just I think some communication will go off a long way with this particular landowner that's real near to the site. And then that might, you know, if they know how long it's going to be or that it's coming or that there's some exceptional circumstances occurring where it might be worse for a short amount of time and then we'll get it better, I think that will do a lot to mitigate the concerns. And if not, we'll hear about it and have to work through it based on whatever the situation is.
I think it's one of the single biggest challenges is with any type of an energy conversion facility, any type of construction, relates to adjacent landowners. And it's rarely, if ever, a perfect scenario. You have construction noise, and then once the plant is in operation, you have activity at the plant, whether it's noise, whether it's from processing, whatever it might be, truck traffic, et cetera. But the company is certainly within its right to have this facility sited and placed into service. And there is, as mentioned earlier, an economic benefit as well. So really it's about trying to create the best balance you can. Companies operate within the confines of the law, but we also have to recognize and we certainly have in this case impact to the adjacent landowners and hearing and acting on their concerns to the best of our ability.
I will say I think with this order, we've done everything we can within our jurisdiction to keep both the construction and the operations lighting impacts to a minimum, as well as the flare lighting impacts to a minimum. But the fact is there will be a flare there. But I think when you look at the impacts to the environment and to the citizens of North Dakota, this one flare will be dramatically less impact than the hundreds of flares that will be reduced or eliminated by having more gas processing available.
Good point.
Just one more. You mentioned residue gas.
That's the NGLs, right?
I think you said NGLs and residue gas.
The residue gas, I'm sorry, residue gas is the gas once it's processed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the residue. It doesn't sound like it should be. It sounds like, but that always confuses me. That's the finished gas.
It would be nice to have less synonyms in this industry.
Anything else?
Okay. Good. Thank you, everyone, for being here.